Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., Julie interviews experts on all areas of clutter, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. Learn easy to implement tips on how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie also shares suggestions to help you live clutter-free for a more joyful and fulfilling life. Frustrated by clutter and ready to let it go? Need some easy-to-implement steps? Taking that first step but need a little more guidance? Our affordable PDF workbooks, 10-minute Decluttering and Eco-Organizing 101, support you in letting go of clutter and getting organized. Check back, as we are always adding items that clients and consumers request. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
One of the most common questions I get when speaking or teaching a class is how to deal with someone, such as a roommate or a spouse, that accumulates a lot of clutter. I've also worked with couples and families where one hardly has clutter and the other has lots. So, what do you do? First, you need to remember that you can't motivate someone else to get organized or to release their clutter. They're only going to change when they're motivated to do so. I'm the organizer of the family. I'm the one that releases clutter. And we were working on our kitchen. We were remodeling it. And prior to that, I'd said to my husband, you know, we really need to go through the garage because my husband is one of those guys, he can fix anything. And so because of that, he has a lot of tools. And so he moved into my place when we got married and I didn't have a lot. I have lawn and garden, but he had tons of tools. And I said, honey, okay, we really need to get this done. Now, I know as my work as a professional organizer, you can't push someone And so I didn't. So we're working on remodeling the kitchen because I knew that something would have to happen to motivate him. Working on the kitchen, and he started, I believe the term is spackle something. And so it looks to me like a big giant pancake spatula, except the entire tool is flat. So I got really frustrated. I heard him run out in the garage, and he had to get this done fairly quickly because it dries, and if he doesn't take care of it, then it's going to be messed up. So I hear him dumping out bins and stuff crashing to the ground, and luckily he found the tool. But after that, he was like, okay, I'm ready to get the garage organized. Because he couldn't find what he needed easily, especially since he uses tools daily, he was motivated to make a change. So my suggestion to you is ask your spouse or roommate what clutter is costing them and see if you can help find their motivation to release it. Can you make some suggestions to the benefits of releasing clutters? Have you ever seen someone jack a social media post or turn around a conversation to make it about him or her? You definitely don't want to do that. It isn't about you, and if you make it about you, they will most likely resist. I once had a client who became exasperated with her husband. As we were talking, she revealed that she believed her husband to be disrespectful of her because of all the clutter. When someone has clutter, it's their issue. They're not being disrespectful. So I want you to release that from your mind. If you start to get frustrated, remember it's not a way for someone to be disrespectful to you. The issues of why people have clutter could be a few different shows, so I'm just going to offer a few things to think about. And again, if there are deeper issues, I encourage you to find a coach, professional organizer, therapist, whatever would work best for you and your lifestyle. It could serve as a psychological function. For example, some people thrive on chaos. They grew up in a home where things were chaotic, they were never smooth, and they never knew what was going to happen next. That's how they function. Again, seek professional help if you think something bigger is going on and that you need support. I have also worked with clients who were afraid of succeeding. Sometimes it's fear of failure or sometimes it's fear of success. I've found that a lot with creative types. I've also had clients for whom the clutter is invisible. Think absent-minded professor. They literally don't see it. Sometimes it's situational. If you've just had a baby, all your systems might have stopped because you're adjusting to the baby in a new situation. If people can find what they need easily, there might be a method to their madness. Some people also aren't able to ask for help, so take the step and offer assistance. So I just want to suggest some potential solutions for you. I'm going to mention my favorite one first. Love them and let it go. One of my fans wrote on Facebook, I have my faults and my husband still loves me, so I learned to just work with this. If you're okay with picking up or keeping on top of the clutter, this is a possibility. Change your attitude. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Number two is don't take anything personally. What someone does to you has nothing to do with you. How you react has everything to do with you. If you're constantly getting angry and upset, a little self-reflection may be in order to find out what the clutter is really triggering. Why or what are you trying to control? Look to where piles are and create storage. After I suggested this, someone in my audience emailed me later to say that she did that for all her husband's reading material in their bedroom, and it made a huge difference. He was able to keep all of it, and while it wasn't super organized, it was contained, and she didn't have to worry about tripping over everything, and he could easily find what he wanted to read. You could set up a lost and found in the house where you see clutter. Set a deadline, i.e., everything will be donated at the end of the month that is not taken out of the basket. Put a screen or throw a sheet over this. I've had to do this with clients. In one home, we needed to carve out a space for my client to read and meditate. Her husband refused to work with me or let anything go, so this was our solution. I want to offer a few more tips. Remember, you're a team. Create a goal and have that be the focus and let everyone own problems and solutions. Your spouse, roommate, etc. is not the enemy. Co-design shared spaces. If everyone hangs out in the TV room, have the family work together to establish rules. For areas such as bedroom, give your kids some leeway. Allow for their input and come up with solutions together. If you smell stuff, clutter has to go. But if clothes scattered about until they are picked up on Sunday, let it slide. Also, divvy up responsibility. Whoever pays the bills organizes it, but creates an index so the other person knows what's going on. And finally, don't rule out hiring a professional organizer if you need a professional outside opinion. Okay, everyone, go out and you and your spouse or roommate clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Frustrated by clutter and ready to let it go? Need some easy to implement steps? Taking that first step but need a little more guidance? Our affordable PDF workbooks, 10-minute decluttering and eco-organizing 101, support you in letting go of clutter and getting organized. Check back, as we are always adding items that clients and consumers request. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Thanks for tuning in to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of 10 Clutter-Free Living Tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's coaching, ebooks, online monthly decluttering classes, how to organize your life, office hours, and her unique Clutter-Free Living Mastermind at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can also watch all episodes on YouTube or download on iTunes and more. Join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.